Chapter 1: The Psychology of Price Memory. Why does a price stop at a certain level? It's all about order flow. The support, the floor, this is a level where the demand for an asset is strong enough to prevent the price from declining further. It is the point where buyers see value and step in with massive buy orders. The resistance, the ceiling, this is a level where selling interest is strong enough to stop the price from rising. It is the point where sellers believe the asset is expensive and start locking in profits. As price approaches these levels, the collective memory of thousands of traders and the programming of millions of AI bots triggers a surge in activity. These are not exact points, they are supply and demand zones. Chapter 2: The Logic of Role Reversal, the SNR Flip. One of the most powerful phenomena in technical analysis is the flip. When a major resistance level is finally broken, the psychology changes. Those who sold at the resistance now regret their decision and look to buy back their positions at the breakout point. This turns the former ceiling into a new floor, support. Conversely, when a support level fails, it often becomes a new resistance. Mastering this polarity change is critical for identifying high-probability retest entries. Chapter 3: Identifying High Conviction Levels. Not all SNR levels are created equal. To find the most significant zones, professional traders follow these three rules. 1. Higher time frames. The daily/weekly rule: a support level on a 5-minute chart is a speed bump. A support level on a daily or weekly chart is a brick wall. Always prioritize levels from higher time frames. 2. Number of touches. The more times a price has reacted to a level, the more significant it becomes, but also the more fragile it becomes. Every touch exhausts the orders sitting at that level. Eventually, the wall will break. 3. Recentness. A level that price reacted to last week is far more relevant than a level from 3 years ago. Chapter 4: Psychological and Dynamic Levels. Beyond horizontal lines, we must consider other forms of SNR. Round numbers. Levels like $20, $0.00 or $50, $0.00 for Bitcoin are psychological magnets. Traders naturally place orders at these whole numbers. Moving averages, dynamic SNR, the 50-day and 200-day EMAs act as moving floors and ceilings that follow the price. Fibonacci levels, Article 5, the 0.618 golden ratio often aligns perfectly with previous structural support, creating a confluence zone. Chapter 5, Trading the Breakout versus the Bounce. The two primary ways to trade SNR are: 1. The bounce. Buying at support or selling at resistance with a tight stop loss. This is a high R risk-reward strategy. 2. The breakout. Waiting for the price to smash through a level and then entering on the retest. Pro tip: never buy a breakout that isn't accompanied by a massive spike in volume. If the volume is low, it is likely a bull trap. Chapter 6: Liquidity Sweeps and Stop Hunting. In 2026, institutional algorithms are programmed to find where retail traders place their stop losses. This usually happens just below a clear support level. A liquidity sweep is when the price briefly crashes through support to hit everyone's stop losses, gathering the liquidity needed for a massive move, before reversing higher. To survive this, professional traders often place their entries slightly below the support line rather than exactly on it. Chapter 7: Combining SNR with Advanced Indicators. To build a complete trading system, combine market structure with the tools from our previous guides. SNR plus Bollinger Bands, Article 2: Look for a support bounce that occurs when the price is also touching the lower band. SNR plus Candlestick Patterns, Article 3: A hammer candle forming exactly at a major support level is a AAA trade setup. SNR plus MACD, Article 7: Look for a MACD bullish divergence as the price hits a long-term support zone. Chapter 8: The 2026 crypto context. In the modern crypto market, SNR levels are often determined by whale clusters and exchange liquidation maps. Because crypto is a 24/7 market, these levels never sleep. In the frameshift ecosystem, we use these zones to filter out the noise of the market and focus on where the big money is actually positioned. The ultimate SNR checklist. 1. Zoom out. Start on the weekly and daily charts to find the major walls. 2. Draw zones, not lines. Allow for a margin of error around the level. 3. Look for confluence. Does a fib level or moving average align with your line? 4. Watch the volume. Is the price approaching the level on decreasing volume, signaling a bounce, or increasing volume, signaling a breakout? 5. Set your stops. Place them where the structure is broken, not based on a random percentage. 6. Execute at the structure. Identifying the wall is only half the battle. How you engage it determines your profitability. Once price hits your zone of confluence, position yourself with precision on our main swap hub, / start swapping your assets seamlessly, where professional-grade routing ensures your orders respect the very support and resistance levels you've worked so hard to define. Conclusion. Respecting the structure. Support and resistance are the map and compass of the financial world. They tell you where the market has been and where it is likely to struggle. By respecting these levels, you align yourself with the path of least resistance. Remember, price is the ultimate truth, and structure is the foundation of price. Master the structure, and you master the market.